speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
A news centre at 7. Peter Mandelson remained on full pay for over a month after he was sacked as UK ambassador to the US. That information is contained in documents released by the government about why Peter Mandelson was hired, despite his known links to paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Author Donald McIntyre thinks discussion around pay distracts from the real issue.
What we're really discussing here is the Prime Minister's judgment in appointing him in the first place. So, I mean, yeah, it was...
Pupils were told to stay...
Outdated intelligence could be behind the US bombing of an Iranian school that killed over 165 people. That's according to NBC News, which says it's likely a missile hit the target based on flawed information. A teenage boy has been arrested after a girl was stabbed at a secondary school in Norfolk. The victim was taken to hospital with minor injuries after the incident at Thorpe St Andrew's School near Norwich. It's emerged pupils were told to hide under the desks during the incident. Our correspondent, Shaman Freeman-Powell, reports from the scene.
Pupils were told to stay inside their classrooms with their teachers as the incident was evolving. Must have been terrifying for the students involved. It's not often we see armed police officers in schools in this country.
A prisoner has appeared in court charged with murdering Ian Huntley in a maximum security jail. Anthony Russell, who's 43, is accused of killing the Soham murderer in HMP Frankland last month. In sport, Arsenal are trailing 1-0 early in the second half away to German side Bayer Leverkusen in the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie. The Premier League club are aiming to stay on course for the quadruple. And a police dog has been found safe and well in Aberdeenshire after he went missing 2 days ago. Kilo, the spaniel, ran off near Huntley. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Classic hits. The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And I'm going to start tonight's show with a couple of tracks to get you jigging around your front rooms. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
unless you just want some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I can't do.
FM
Red Kite Radio.
On this Wednesday night. Thanks very much for joining me, Simon Joblin, for 2 hours of 80s music coming up on the 80s Rewind on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. And as well as the music, I'll be giving you some information about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear on the show tonight. And we started proceedings with Ghostbuster, of course, written, produced and sung by Ray Parker Jr. And he had started writing songs at the age of just 16 with a certain Marvin Gaye. Not a bad way to start your career. And he progressed then to becoming a studio musician for the new Holland Dozier Holland label just after those three had left Motown in the early 70s. But really, Ray would have to wait to hit it big until he launched this song. He got both a Grammy nomination for it and a lawsuit, which was successfully brought by Huey Lewis for plagiarism. Well, in spite of that, it would be a US number one and a UK number two in 1984. And then just now we heard from Kool & the Gang and Ooh La La La, bracket, Let's Go Dancing. And this was written by the band from their 14th album. And the band had their first US hit way back in 1969, and they'd had their first top 10 hit in the US in 1973 with a track called Jungle Boogie. Do you remember that? I certainly don't, I have to say. But they would have to wait until 1979 before they really troubled our chart in the UK, and that was with Ladies' Night, which went top 10. But this hit, Ooh La La, well, it would start a string of top 40 hits in the UK at number 30 in 1982. But now we're getting back to the music, and next up, the Pet Shop Boys with Rent, which is written by the duo, with Neil Tennant saying that he imagined it was about a US politician who was keeping a mistress in a flat in Manhattan. Now, the music was inspired by a Euro synth track called I Like Chopin, and it was originally a high-energy track which their producer dialed down in the recording studio because he felt they'd done enough up-tempo stuff already at the time. Well, this one, it would get to number 8 in our charts, and that was in 1987.
You dress me up, I'm your puppet. You buy me things, I love it. You bring me food, I need it. You give me love, I feed it. And look at the two of us.
Night is 80s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
We had
With the anthem Your The Voice, which is the first of two contributions we're going to have from Australia on tonight's show. Now, John was actually a teen idol out in Australia in the late 60s and early 70s, but this song was composed by three Brits after they'd attended a big anti-nuclear demo in London in 1985. Now, John heard it, and he was in serious financial trouble at the time in his homeland. But he loved the song and he had to fight very hard to get it recorded and signed. But he did, and it would completely revitalise his career. a hit in a number of countries and a number six in the UK in 1987. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with Elbow Bones and the Racketeers and A Night in New York. Now, it'll be interesting if you remember this one. You might remember the tune, but probably not the band, I would think. Because, Elbow Bones and the Racketeers was a big band-style group that was put together by none other than Kid Creole, with Elbow Bones being a guy called John Rimsky, who'd been a lighting man for Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Well, you won't be surprised to hear that Elbow Bones and the Racketeers were a one-hit wonder in the UK, number 33, 1983.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844-290-899.
So much more than you bargain for.
It's the time of year to make the most of your garden. And here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens. Not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter.
So much more than you bargain for.
Haddenham Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
Red Kite Radio, free time.
Free time.
Red Kite Radio is your community radio station, and our sole reason to be here is to play classic hits for Tame and Haddenham and the surrounding villages and provide community news and information. We're a not-for-profit organisation and our station is manned by volunteers. We're always looking for new volunteers to support with admin tasks, reading or collecting the news and weather, and going to local events to promote the station. So if you have some time to spare, get in touch. We have a lot of fun and we love Tame, Haddenham and the villages. Contact at redkiteradio.com is our email address. That's contact at redkiteradio.com.
For Tame, Haddenham and Henton.
Red Kite Radio.
Kite Radio. Real local radio with more music variety.
John Oates there and Family Man. Now, the original of this song was co-written by our own Mike Oldfield of Tubular Bells fame, although the duo Hall & Oates did change some of the lyrics for their version. Now, they were amazingly successful in America, Hall & Oates. They had 6 number one singles out there. Now, in comparison, in Britain, they only had 2 top 10 hits here. Well, sadly, they have been in a legal fight against each other for most of the last couple of years, although it does now seem as though that's finally settled. But this one, Family Man, it was a number 15 here in 1983. Now, the Friends of St Andrews are presenting a lunchtime concert this very Friday, the 13th of March, from 12:30 to 1:15 p.m. at St Andrews Church in Chinner. The concert will feature Nikita and Timothy Bertsanista on piano. Admission is free, with a retiring collection in aid of St Andrew's Fabric Restoration Fund and also the purchase of a new piano for these featured musicians. Refreshments will be available before the concert. We are getting back to the music right now, and next up I've got Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney and The Girl Is Mine. Now, this was written by Michael and produced by Quincy Jones, as most of his tracks were at that time. Now, the song came about because Quincy literally turned around to Jacko one day and said he should write a song about two men fighting over a woman. Well, Jacko woke up that very night, in the middle of the night, and he says he just sang this song straight into a tape recorder, straight out of his mind. Well, Jacko would also say that this was one of his favourite ever recordings that he did. He was so excited to be in the studio with McCartney, and the track will get to number 8 here in 1982.
Every night she walks right in my dreams, since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. Yeah, the doggone girl is mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine.
Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
Talk about it.
take me to?
Funky Town.
What you take me to?
I'm sure you remember that one if you lived at the start of the 80s. Well, it was one of the big one-hit wonders of all time in the British chart, in fact. Lip Sync and Funky Town. And the group, well, they've been put together by the song's writer and producer, Stephen Greenberg, while he was still working as a wedding and party DJ. And they would go on to have other minor hits in the US, including a cover of the 70s track, How Long, by the British group Ace. But this one, Funky Town, well, it was absolutely huge. Sold over 8 million copies. Number one in no less than 28 countries, but it was kept off the top here in the UK in 1980 by the Irish singer Johnny Logan and the track What's Another Year. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with the brilliant Human League and Human. And unusually for them, this track was not written by Phil Oakey, which is probably why it doesn't sound typically Human League, I think, but it was written by a US writing team, which is maybe why it did so well in the States, because it would end up being the League's second number one in the US after Don't You Want Me, Baby. But some critics here in the UK, well, they would pan it as a bit of a sellout from the League's synth roots. But, well, it didn't make much difference to the sales because it still went top 10 here at number 8, 1986.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Nana, why is your belly so squishy?
Children ask why a lot. We want you to ask it more. If you've noticed changes in yourself, like feeling weak or tired, bruises or bleeding that seem strange, or getting ill more often than usual, then it's time to channel your inner five-year-old and ask why. It could be a symptom of leukemia. Go to your GP surgery and ask for a blood test.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7 p.m. with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7 p.m. only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
tears I cry aren't tears of care. They're only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
Radio. Real local radio.
These mist-covered mountains are home. But my home is the lowlands, and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll know. These fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged higher. In the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me. to help.
There and the excellent brothers in arms, and I'm sure if you were a fan of the, what I'd say, the best TV series ever, West Wing, you will associate that track with the brilliant episode of West Wing at the end of the second series. Well, this was written by Knopfler while Britain was fighting the Falklands War, although it wasn't released until a few years after that. Now, the video that went with this would win a Grammy, and the song is now a favourite at military funerals. A haunting piece of Knopfler excellence, criminally only a number 16 here in 1985. Now, we are approaching the 8 o'clock news and weather on your Red Kite Radio, but do sit with me for hour two of the show. I have got a bit of Blondie, some Clash and some ABC, amongst others, all coming up in hour two. Now, we are going to finish the hour with the brilliant Kate Bush and Hounds of Love, which comes from the album of the same name, with Kate saying that the image of an individual being chased by a pack of hounds was a metaphor she used for an aversion to love. Well, this was another single that should have charted far better than it did, because unbelievably, this only got to number 18 in 1986. Just before that, we're going to hear from Rufus and Chaka Khan and Ain't Nobody. And this was a song that really brought Chaka Khan to international attention and would be the springboard, really, to her solo career. It was written by the band's Dave Wilinski, and he threatened to give it to Michael Jackson when the record company said that they didn't want to release it. Well, it would end up winning a Grammy for the best R&B vocal of that year. They will get to number 8 in the UK chart in 1984.
Now
Tame, Haddenham and Cheersley.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.